Now we come along to this passage and we understand that there's a great victory here. The palm branches are being waved and there's a loud shout and a cry, and people are they're basically saying there's victory here. The palm branch was the sign of victory in ancient culture. It was kind of the statement that the battle was over and the king had won. And so when Jesus enters into Jerusalem, that's what they're doing here. They're saying he's won. There's victory. Now pause for a moment. The word that's used here is interesting. Hosanna. They're crying out Hosanna. Now we sing it, that word, all the time in the church. By the way, that's kind of a bragging word in Hebrew. What does Hosanna mean? It means this: now save us. In other words, what Hosanna means is, Lord, your victory is complete. I just pray that it would be with me as well. Hosanna, the complete victory. Now, as we read those words, you might come to the conclusion, this has got to be hype. Complete victory? Have you heard the messages that I've heard this last week? Not me, but maybe you've heard words like this. The doctor explains that what's happening is decay and loss. You don't go to the doctor and he says, well, you're healed, you're getting better. No, oftentimes you hear there's loss, there isn't victory. Or have you ever turned on the news and they say something like this, boy, we're here to report that the news today is a lot more positive than yesterday. I've hardly ever heard that. Complete victory? Really? In today's world? But pause for a moment. Realize that from the very beginning of the scriptures, from the time of Job, God promised Job complete victory in the resurrection of his flesh, that one day Job would see God face to face. Complete victory. This isn't hype just to be here to get excited over, you know, some exciting things over an hour. This is our hope that this victory will be ours. My worry as a father and as a pastor is that a lot of people are getting caught up in hype. Just a warning, hype will not get you where you need to go. Hype is like being adrift, going off in a general direction. Did you know, my friends, that you can actually drift almost all the way to the islands of Hawaii? Did you know that? Anyone want to sign up for that? Now, if you have a boat that will sustain itself, and if you got a little persistence, it's true. If you catch the currents right off of Mexico and Cabo San Lucas, and you got some patience and time, you can float your way close to the Hawaiian Islands. It's thought that you go about 10 inches, or let's see, what I read was 10 inches per minute. Now that's good if you're going across the street, but if you're going across the ocean, that's a long ways. That would take months to get there. And actually the truth is, if you do that, you actually won't hit Hawaii. You'll miss it by about 200 miles to the south, and you won't see the large mountains, and you won't see the palm trees. Okay? So don't do that. There's a danger, you see, when we just live our lives by hype, social media, or whatever it is, the latest news, or something that's really exciting but really doesn't have great substance to it. Or there's danger when we read scripture just for hype purposes. We know the Bible passage, or we recite it, but we don't really live by it. You see, we're adrift, floating in a general direction, but not really going where we need to be. And we miss the beautiful picture that's our hope that's described here in Revelation chapter 7, where all nations, all people, all languages, all tribes are gathered together and proclaiming the victory. In my mind, saints are people that they know where they're going on their journey. That's a saint. To know where you're going on a journey, you may need waypoints, especially if you're floating on the ocean. Maybe you've heard of waypoints before as you navigate your way. It's something they used to use a long time ago. Sailors used to use waypoints. Waypoints are short distances that help you navigate where you are to really assist you in a long journey. Waypoints could be something like a lighthouse on the side of the shore that you see, that you know where you are. And it's harder when you're out at sea. There aren't physical items that stick out from the waters. That is why sailors have used latitude and longitude to recognize where they are. And that helps because they then can communicate to others where they are. They can say, I'm over here. And that helps them because they're not just drifting, wandering to some location in some general pattern.